motherfucker. Motherfucker, check, check.
Check, motherfucker, check.
Y'all ready for this?
I got my gun, and I'm locked, and I'm loaded.
Check. And here we are, the Adam Friedman Show. Which one? I'm sorry. I'm struggling to do this because I'm doing the board upside down today.
Why? Just turn it towards you.
I can't.
Why?
Because of the way the power cord's kind of sitting there.
But it's long enough.
It's not. I can't.
Okay.
I think
you're the master of the board.
I like this.
It's the top. It's the top of the show. Adam Friedland. What's on his motherfucking mind? Let's find out.
Adam Friedland Show, ladies and gentlemen. The date, July 27th, 2022, and Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 after only being sick for 5 days. All these niggas and all these hoes in here, somebody here gon' fuck. All these
niggas and all these hoes in here, somebody here gon' fuck. All these niggas. Did you, how much of the song did you want? Just that?
No, just that, yeah. Just that part, yeah. I think that was like a celebratory. Our president persevered, right? He overcame.
Okay, yeah. So let's okay. Let's go back to the thing, and then I'll get.
Well, there's that little
Cat Scratch Fever playing again.
Okay.
Because Cat Scratch Fever, I thought, you know, he's the president getting over Corona, Cat Scratch Fever, Chinese people eating cats.
I see it. I see
it's
the logic.
Same,
yeah. I got you.
It's kind of like a Corona themed song.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I never put that together, but it's true.
Well, isn't that the whole, didn't the Ted Nuge, Nugent come
the
out?
The Nuge really called it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Friedland Show monologue. Top of the show. Go ahead.
Adam Friedland Show, ladies and gentlemen, July 27th, 2022, and Joe Biden has tested negative.
All these and all these hoes.
For COVID-19 after being only sick for 5 days. Just a quick reminder, the former guy, he spent, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. He spent that same amount of time in the fucking hospital like a goddamn coward pussy. A regular poly dog bitch boy. How's that feel, Corntop?
It's pony dog.
What's Paul?
Remember when he called that guy pony dog?
Oh, yeah,
he's
sorry.
Like, what's up? What's up, pony dog?
Sorry.
Listen, fat, you pony dog bastard brat fuck fat.
Was that the listen fat guy?
Listen fat.
The push-up contest guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I'll do a book report right now for push-up. We'll have a book report off.
What is a pony dog?
Listen, pony. Well, there's different animals back when he was growing up.
Oh, no, it's literally a dog that's so big that a child could ride on it like a pony.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Jill's a big fan of pony dogs. When I used to go on vacation for years, I'd be out making deals in China, and Jill would be home with the pony dog, getting piped down.
Damn.
Getting piped down by the pony dog. We had to we got a German Shepherd now, and they don't make pony dogs anymore.
They don't make them anymore. And the wives.
Jill ran through all of them.
Yeah, they have to fuck guys instead of these
every single
dogs.
One of them. They all drown in Jill's pussy juice.
All right. So while Biden spent 5 days at his desk, dutifully signing any paper that was placed in front of him and doing his best to make his eyes track towards whatever camera he was supposed to be smiling at, Donald Trump's bout with COVID saw him airlifted by helicopter to Walter Reed Hospital. Of course, Trump is so goddamn fat that by the time they even got there, the helicopter was short of breath.
Even the helicopter was short of breath, folks. Mm-hmm. Because he's... Uh-oh.
You
because he's...
Beep?
Fat. Sorry.
Okay. We'll get the
problem is you hit the intro song button, and that thing does not stop.
Well, is it still playing right now?
It's still playing.
So I'm going to need the beep. Oh, God damn it.
What are you going to need to...
For the next sentence that you wrote in my top of the show.
What did I write in there? Sometimes I put stuff in there just to get loose.
Okay.
Stuff you might not want to, okay. You know, I put Ted Nugent on. When I write this stuff, I put Ted Nugent on and I, mm-hmm. You know, I
and
go.
And you vibe.
Yeah.
Ooh. Remix.
Dueling vibes. Okay, all right.
All right, let's get it.
Yeah, let's...
Brass tacks. Now...
Trump is so goddamn fat by the time they got him there, even the helicopter was short of breath.
Now,
that's
we're...
That's right, we don't say on this show anymore.
We don't say that word.
We don't say sh**, as an homage to Mr. George f**ked Carlin.
Oh, man, he is turning in his grave.
His classic bit, the seven words you can't shove up my cock, bitch, and caca.
Yeah. I know that bit. It's pretty good.
Yeah, anyways.
Now, we're having fun here laughing at the orange... Nick.
Go ahead.
Now, we're having fun here laughing at the orange in chief. It's important to remember that COVID is not a joke. While Trump's probably one of the most uniquely unhealthy individuals on the planet, both physically and mentally, he's not dissimilar from a lot of Americans.
What we're saying here, folks, is that a lot of Americans, they got shitty bodies like Donald Trump. We can laugh at a statue in Union Square of him and his tiny penis, you know, but the reality is a lot of your loved ones, they got the same exact body type as Donald Trump, the same kind of medical issues.
That's right.
So when over 97% of Americans are obese.
Yes.
And
that's a sad truth.
And if you factor out Hispanic, non-white Hispanic.
Well, okay.
We're still dealing with 70 to 72%. And so...
I haven't looked it up. But.
So when people say COVID, you know, it's just a cold. It's not just a cold. Because most of us we look like Donald Trump. You know?
Correct.
So, and maybe I'm sorry. Maybe that was clear already.
Yeah. I think that's what the...
Because I don't want to make it seem... I don't want to make it seem like... Americans are like Donald Trump, who's a bad guy.
Not as a guy, but as a fat piece of shit.
As a fat piece of shit, yes. Yeah. Most Americans are fat piece of shit, but heart of gold. Whereas Donald Trump, fat piece of
shit. Salt of the earth.
Worse than me for some reason.
Yes,
even correct. Though in my personal life, I'm... you're allergic to something.
To your cat, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, this won't be after this week.
Folks, yeah, this is probably the last episode that we will be recording at Nick's apartment.
Yeah.
Because big news yesterday.
We can pick up the keys tonight.
We signed the lease. Yeah. We have...
Lease is signed.
We have a completely empty studio in Chelsea.
Well, don't tell them too much.
I'm not going to tell them the address.
Stay excited, folks. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a special release this weekend.
Correct.
At patreon.com/cumtown. Yeah, soon to be some type of Adam Friedland show rebrand.
We got big plans for this next episode coming out on Patreon, and you guys are definitely going to want to sign up.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the top of the show.
While COVID is still very serious, the president's quick recovery proves that it doesn't have to be so long as you're quadruple vaccinated, and there's a plan in place to have you die by other means next month.
The CIA.
Yeah. If a 79-year-old could beat this thing with the right medicine, then most of us can. Granted, Joe Biden is one tough, smart bastard. It's easy to overlook his hard scrabble Scranton upbringing, spending the entire winter slathered in oil, crawling to school on all fours, with nothing but a leather bodysuit to keep him warm. But when you see him now as an old man, you almost forget that this guy is tough as nails. It would be foolish to think his undeniable resolve did not play a role in his quick recovery. Which brings us to our topic for today's show, perseverance. Perseverance. That might be a new word to some of y'all, but I want you to pay attention because that might be the most important word in the English language. Perseverance isn't talent. It's not strength. It's not intelligence. The only way to measure it is with results. You can weigh it. You can't weigh it. You can't take an IQ test. So let's break it down. P, persistence. E, energy.
Let's go with each one of these, and you're going to say something about them. So, folks, perseverance. Because here's what I need to stress here. perseverance, you know, that's something anybody can access. Whether
right.
you could be the tallest guy on the team, you could be the fastest guy on the team.
Mm.
None of that matters for dick ass shit.
If you don't have perseverance.
If you're not willing to persevere.
Correct.
You know, who made it out of the Holocaust? Not the least annoying Jewish guy, but the guy who persevered. Who made it out of the camps? You know,
I don't know. I can't imagine what they went through and what it must have.
Who is making it out of the, who is making it out of a basketball camp?
Oh, the basketball camps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the most annoying Jewish guy in basketball.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So perseverance is that's what Joe Biden sort of embodies. And it's something you can embrace in your personal life if you want to be like Joe Biden. So we're going to break it down for y'all real quick. What is perseverance, Adam?
Well, perseverance isn't just a word.
P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-E-R-A-N-C-E.
Yeah. But there's an easy way to remember what it stands for. Let's start with P. Persistence
is basically means the same thing as perseverance, but you might be familiar
with
the word
persistence.
It's
another P word, yeah.
Because that represents, it's the same.
It's kind of the same, yeah. E, energy.
You gotta have a lot of energy.
You gotta have a lot of energy.
When you're out there, you give 110% energy.
That's right. R, rebounds.
You better be getting those rebounds.
Right. If he's missing,
yeah.
You gotta box out. You gotta get boards.
In every game, there are six times more rebounds than there are buckets.
That's correct.
So if you gotta be thinking about, I'm gonna be the guy that helps, that perseveres and helps, because I'm a fucking loser.
Right.
And I'll never be able to actually score
the basket.
I'm never gonna get any pussy. But I can, when a girl gets beaten up by her boyfriend,
I can be there to grab the board.
And maybe after she leaves, I'll masturbate and I'll tell our friend, our mutual friends,
that we had sex.
S, sweat.
Sweat.
If you're not sweating, you're not persevering.
Yeah.
No perspiration, no perseveration.
Perseveration.
And that's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out on that court, you know, the court of basketball, the court of life,
correct,
family court, you should be sweating in family court.
Right.
As a judge.
Otherwise, you're not trying.
As your ex-wife is
lying on your ass.
She's got the hard drive, a copy of the hard drive.
Yeah.
The entire courtroom is seeing pictures of you smoking crack cocaine.
Correct.
With your daughter.
Correct.
You should be sweating. And not,
yes,
not out of fear, but knowing that no matter what, you're going to see your daughter again.
That's
and
right.
You're going to hang out with her and her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give her, it's going to be just like it was in the old days. Giving her
correct
friends massages.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking,
being the cool dad.
The cool mm-hmm dad that has a TikTok account.
Yeah.
And can teach these girls about their bodies.
Right. He learned the name. Yeah.
Energy.
You've
got to have energy.
Yeah.
If you're not showing energy, if you're mm-hmm not faking it until you're making it, you're not persevering.
Right, and I know that energy was the last E, but energy is so important that it deserves a second E.
E equals MC squared. You know who said that? Stephen Hawking.
That's true.
And you want to talk about perseverance?
Uh-huh.
There's a guy who persevered.
Yeah.
He spent his entire life
mm-hmm
mentally retarded.
Yes.
And still
was the smartest guy of
all
time.
And that's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Put all these on a playlist. Sorry.
No, it's cool. This still works. R, regret. You shouldn't have any of it.
R stands for regret.
So it stands for regret, but it's not regret.
You should remember. You should always remember to never regret.
Yeah, it's the anti-R kind of. A, aspiration. Right?
You should always aspire.
Aspire.
You should always aspire to inspire.
Correct.
When you're out there on the court, you want all these and all these hoes to make sure to see what you're doing,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to say, I'm going to hustle too.
That's right.
That's what puts the I in team.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Time.
And nuance.
Nuance.
Yeah. That's a word that neither Nick and I fully could articulate what it means, but I think we both know.
Everything in life requires nuance.
Yeah, nuance. Which is like a little
challenge
or something. Yeah.
Yourself.
You got to challenge yourself.
You got to challenge yourself.
If you want to persevere. And E, let's bring it back to energy.
Energy.
You got to have energy out there.
We're facing an energy crisis.
That's right.
And that's you know, people are saying, what is happening with the fucking oil prices? What are
that's
we going
right.
to do when Putin's price, the Putin price hike makes it so? I don't, look, I'm struggling, folks. I'm trying to raise a family of three, and I'm going to Walmart, and I'm fucking dead broke. I can't get on an entitlement program because all of that, you know, none of that is a long process, takes forever. I don't know how to do it.
It's going to the welfare queens. All those gay guys taking
middle class. I don't know how to figure it out. You know,
correct.
I don't know how to get fucking health insurance, and now I can't feed my kids. And who am I mad at? Am I mad at Joe Biden? No, I'm mad at Vladimir Putin and the Putin price hike. Because I know the real reason that my kid has a vitamin D deficiency is because of Vladimir Putin.
Who was gay with President Donald Trump.
They were gay with each other.
They were gay.
And the energy that you need to have is Joe Biden.
I think they got
Joe
it.
Biden's got the right kind of energy.
I think they got it.
Anyways, the point is Joe Biden has perseverance. Brittany Griner has perseverance.
That's right.
And she's currently being sexually jailed.
She's being jailed.
By Donald Putin himself.
That's correct.
And today on the Adam Friedland Show, we're going to show you how to persevere. What?
I just like the music, dude.
Oh, yeah. The Adam Friedland monologue.
Uh-huh. So, guys, let's get to the news, right? We pulled a couple headlines. We don't have jokes written for them. We're going to riff them out live. Classic style.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this just now. I thought you wrote jokes for these. You just wrote...
No, I pulled the headlines. I thought we were going to write the jokes when I got here. But you said you wanted to start recording.
No, I thought... Yeah, I see. I thought you had written your own jokes this time. I didn't
No. I told you. I pulled the headlines. I texted you that.
No.
I said we can either write them before or we can riff them out.
Okay. So there's... I'm looking at these now. There's no... Not a single... These are just
No,
headlines.
I mean, like, we can, you know...
That's fine. We'll do it live. Okay, you want to get started?
Yes,
I guess so.
Let's see. Do we have anything to read, by the way?
No, we don't.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want to pick one of these headlines here?
Sure. You want to... Hold on one second. You want to time out real quick?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, July 27th. It's 6:34 p.m. This is the Adam Friedland Show.
Good evening.
Tonight's guest, Michael Jordan.
His Airness, Michael Jordan.
Tonight's guest, Michael Jordan. Elton John. Mm-hmm. Lawrence of Arabia.
Tammy Faye Baker, the televangelist.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gore Vidal.
Gordon Vidal Ramsay.
Al Gore Vidal.
Al Gore... Yeah, sure. Al Gore Vidal. Welcome, folks. This is we're doing something that we used to never do on the old show.
Yes.
Which is
because we can
trying again.
Yeah, we came in kind of slow on the last one.
Yeah.
And Nick and I made the decision that we are professionals,
mm-hmm.
and that TAFS, as we call it.
Do we call it that, or we just call it the Adam Friedland Show?
Maybe it's on social media. It's abbreviated as TAFS. The Adam Friedland Show is about trying.
Have you been pronouncing
and professionalism?
It I've been saying TAFS.
I don't really think I have said TAFS until just now.
I kind of hate TAFS.
Okay.
I know it's my own fault for naming the show.
Well,
that.
You were the one that made the abbreviation, but that's official policy from now on. We do not call this TAFS.
No TAFS. We're not calling it TAFS.
No TAFS. Okay, so
but we've committed to this. We were halfway through this episode already, and it was deleted.
This show is about professionalism.
Professionalism.
Right? And listen, sometimes you show up on game day. Okay,
it's about professionalism.
You got a little bit of a hangover from the night before.
It's about professionalism, as in Leon the Professional.
Exactly.
And that this is a show about
a guy with
Semitic
a sexy
pedophile.
Child.
Yeah.
A guy with a sexualized child killing people.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It is a lot like Leon the Professional.
From Luke
Breast off.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman famously did not have breasts yet in that film.
Yeah.
Not that I was looking. It was just in the news. But
she was on puberty blockers.
She was on puberty blockers.
She hadn't decided her gender yet. She was on puberty blockers. That's a big thing going on right now.
Yeah,
puberty blockers.
True. Yeah.
Big debate in the world is whether or not children should have access to puberty blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, you know, they should get puberty blockers too, as mm-hmm. bullies.
They should.
They should identify bullies and forcibly give them puberty blockers.
Yeah, because a lot of them hit puberty early, and they're judging, you know,
yeah.
all the lilies that haven't, you know, gotten there yet.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a bully, if you're a kid and you're a bully, yeah. guess what? No pubes for you, asshole. We're gonna permanently stunt the growth of your penis for the rest of your life.
Yes, you're going to be like a Pat from SNL. You're going to exist somewhere within both genders, kind of like that guy we saw after Caroline's.
What, trans person?
Me at 60.
Oh, the
trans.
Yeah,
old.
The trans.
I don't think
person.
It was a trans person. I think it was just a Jewish man who hit a certain age where he evaporated into some sort of gray space between the both genders.
We had a little purse with him. He had the kind of purse.
Men have purses,
it was like the kind of purse that you give to like a child in the '40s, like a toy purse.
It was a purse. Yeah, it was
a purse to play grown up with.
Yeah, it was a purse where you could have like one of those little lady guns, you know.
Yeah.
That a woman of the night would need to take out for protection. Mm. You know,
lady guns. That's what we should make guns illegal, but keep the lady guns.
Keep the lady guns.
The little derringers.
Right? If you want to shoot up your school, you're going to look like a prostitute.
Yeah, you're going to. And that's let's see gang members try to look tough with a little pink.
Exactly.
22.
Go ahead and make my day, SA.
Then we don't have to worry about it. I always said, you know, you really want to get rid of the gang problem. Forget the guns. Get rid of bandanas. Why are those legal?
Right. That's exactly. You got to take it. You got to strike it at the root.
Think about how much more damage bandanas do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know?
Yeah. That exactly. And if they didn't have bandanas,
mm-hmm.
then they couldn't have anonymous sex with bikers also.
Yeah.
Right.
I bet instead of puberty blockers, it's puberty Barocker Obamas.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you just become Barack Obama. Yeah.
And you're
like, let me be clear.
Your penis is like, I'm growing. I'm going to get hard. I'm going to come in my pants at nighttime. That's a fake thing, right?
I've never had a nocturnal emission.
Yeah.
I think it's a lie.
Yeah. They made it sound real with the official name, nocturnal emission.
Have you ever blacked out?
What do you mean? Like
from
drinking
alcohol?
All the time?
Oh,
yeah.
I've never once blacked out.
I've consumed
a lot of alcohol in my day, and I've never actually had a full blackout.
No, I would black out multiple times a week.
Were you also like on Xanax or something?
No, I would never black. I used to get way drunk, like incapacitated.
Yes,
and I'd have pretty much full memory of everything, and then. I remember, like, I started blacking out, and then it got progressively worse, like, where I was just blacking out, like, all the time.
Really?
And I wouldn't have to get that drunk before I would wake up the next morning, have no recollection.
So you just got better at drinking? Or worse, perhaps?
Yeah, I guess.
You put the time in to get to the blackout.
Yeah.
Maybe my drinking is not...
That kind of bums me out. I wish I didn't think about that.
Really? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault. It's weird that you can't black that out. You have the memory. You shouldn't have the memory of blacking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just whatever happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. No one should tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be a conspiracy of silence.
I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Big news if you're following the pre-production process. Yesterday, Nick and I officially signed on our studio in Chelsea.
Yes.
And I said the neighborhood, and you asked me last time not to say the neighborhood, but...
No, it's all right. I just don't want to, you know...
Although I think we said it on Jim and Sam yesterday. And
I wanted to do this one there tonight, but...
Yes.
It takes forever for that air conditioning to cool that place down.
There's that problem, and then there's the other problem
of the
Russian super storing all the furniture from the businesses that closed down in that building.
Uh-huh.
And he's slowly selling them off on Craigslist, and our office is the storeroom for all that
stuff. I thought you said he cleared it all out.
No, he said we never got confirmation that it's been cleared out.
We got to go there after this and make sure.
I have to go to my friend's birthday.
Okay, well, I'm going to go over there, and if it's not cleared out, it's smashing time.
You can smash.
It's stuff, things are going to get broken.
Right.
Because we were told 24 hours...
Yeah, get that shit out of there.
Yeah.
We have to redefine the late night talk genre, okay? Mm-hmm. Do not waste our time.
Yeah.
We got a lot of shit on our plate. But no, we are very excited. And if you guys go to patreon.com/cumtown this weekend, this episode right here.
Damn, I wish you didn't tell me that either. Now I'm mad. I thought that stuff was moved out.
No, that's why we couldn't go today. We were like waiting for 4 hours for confirmation that the office was cleared. Whatever. If you go to patreon.com/cumtown, you sign up, soon to be patreon.com/something related to the Adam Friedland Show. This weekend's episode will be the first of all of our episodes recorded in that studio, and we have some special stuff planned for it. And this episode is officially the last one, I think, that will ever be recorded in Nick's apartment, where I am allergic to cats. So that's good news. Very exciting news. Are you stoked about it, Nick?
Yeah, I am. I'm mad about this fucking guy not clearing the space out.
Because I've been sending you.
They lied about the utilities.
Yeah.
They lied about cleaning the space.
They lied about internet too.
Yeah. Well, we definitely won't be renewing that lease now.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever. This is not a negativity show. I'm not going to be.
Right.
I'm not going to be negative about it. I just saw now. Yeah, you sent that text from this fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
This fucking asshole with his loud shoes.
Fuck you.
Why is he wearing fucking like?
Yeah, his shoes were loud.
Yeah, he's wearing like jester shoes.
Yeah, what the fuck is his problem?
Like,
Our super already. We haven't even moved in.
Yeah, like 1500s.
And did you catch how he was like talking shit on the management company already?
Yeah, he was.
He's like, "Don't leasing them. Mm-hmm. You leasing me."
Okay? Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell the management company he said that and cause a problem.
Yep. You know what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him up to the top of the mountain, of a mountain.
I'm going to go
do a mock execution.
I'm going to tell the management company. I'll be like, "Yeah, no, we met the super. He seemed nice, but he was like, really doesn't seem to like you guys at all."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to lose his job.
Checkmate.
We're gonna.
I don't
get
think he's gonna lose his job, but I mean, the two of them are—he's not clearing out the fucking space.
He's running a fucking used IKEA furniture showroom out of our office we have a lease on now.
They also lied about the utilities.
Right? They said electric was included. That's now another sunk cost. So please go to patreon.com/cumtown because the overhead that we are accumulating is getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
And tomorrow when we meet with the people that are building out the space for us, it will get even higher. So, guys, we appreciate all of your support. And it's been a great month. There's been a lot of support fomenting, and we feel it. We feel the love, and we're excited about the show. Should we go to top of the show?
Top of the show. Do we want to do it? Because this is what we did last time. We did the top of the show, and you didn't like it. And then
I thought the top of the show was fine. I thought the pre-monologue stuff was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we had that great music cue that I thought would really work. But, you know, we don't have to. And
we can do it again.
How do you feel about it? Listen, we're partners in this, baby.
Yeah.
We're fucking you're my husband.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was my responsibility to get on this fucking Russian dickhead that doesn't want to clear the space out.
No, it wasn't your responsibility. I've been handling that today. You pick up the slack with other things.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't handled it because he hasn't done it, but this is our new relationship now, Nick.
Yeah.
We are colleagues, titans of industry.
Okay, yeah. Then we'll do the top of the show. Top of the show. Folks, if you're just joining the Adam Friedland Show, the start of the show, we're trying to do a top of the show thing where it's not really the monologue, but, you know, we find like a theme, and we've yet to figure out how to make that theme traverse the entire episode.
Yes.
But hopefully this time we
maybe it won't, but who cares?
Probably
as
not.
As long as it's funny.
I'll be completely honest with you folks. We made a decision, a joint decision that just decided to try this one again. I feel like probably won't be much better, if not worse.
I feel like the energy is better. I feel like the vibes are better.
Are they?
Listen, what the people can really...
Now I'm thinking about being a blackout drunk and how much I want to get drunk and then kill this fucking...
Well, I didn't mean to piss you off. And also, I just got a text from my girlfriend that she has to come pick up my keys in 25 minutes, just so you're aware.
Why does she have to pick up your keys?
Because she does not have her key.
Why doesn't she have her keys?
I don't know. Did she give them to some guy at home? Shut. No. Now you're pissing me off. Listen,
I'm sorry.
Here's what the audience
wants. I'm just looking out for you.
The audience wants... their friends, Nick and Adam,
you
to be having a fun
time.
What?
You want me to put a tail on?
I
can ask someone to follow her around if you want.
She got upset last time I did that.
Yeah. I got a guy. He's an ex-cop.
Is he?
Yeah.
He was on the force.
Lombardo, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got him in
Lombardo jeans?
Have you...
have you ever met him?
I have met him, but you never told me he was a dick.
Yeah,
you know?
He's a former cop...
Sergeant, now he's a dick.
Sergeant Jeans.
Yeah, Sergeant Jeans.
Yeah, he got kicked off the force because some crooked cops killed his boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was a straight shooter.
Well,
he was gay.
He was gay as a cop. But that's because he was undercover.
His boyfriend wasn't a cop or was on the force as well?
His boyfriend was a milk delivery milkman.
They still have that.
If you're gay, yeah.
If you're gay.
They don't hire straight people anymore because they would fuck everyone's wife.
Yeah.
But you can still get gay milk brought to your house.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's crazy how those guys are just, they're just living in a different society.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, they
an alternative lifestyle.
Well, I would not be surprised if in the next 5 to 10 years, white gays recreate the 1950s. Within their own...
The kind of gays that hate trans women.
Yeah, you know how like Cuba, how they have all the old cars?
Yeah, because of the embargo.
Gays are going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to do kind of a fedora version
There'll be like certain neighborhoods where it's just the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And it's all gays bringing each other milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
undercover cops.
An undercover cop. So anyway, so Lombardo...
Lombardo Jeans.
He was shoved off the force, and how many times have you employed him?
6 or 7 times. About to hire him again to do a number on
my girlfriend. Well, I haven't consented. Oh no, not my
number.
Girlfriend.
And number two on this super.
This super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He holds his move. His famous move is holding folks down, and you know, in Little Nicky, where he does the spit thing.
Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah. So he can do that with feces out of, you know. Because he has that kind of rectal control.
Wow.
And he'll hold folks down and he'll help have a turd go in and out of their mouth. And he's like, tell me where the girl is.
Wow. And they're like, make it stop.
Yeah. And
I swear to God, I don't know. Make it stop.
But that's the kind of hardcore guy Lorenzo Jeans is.
He's like, you don't know who you're fucking with.
Yeah.
This goes all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, well, that's good to know. If I need him to track my girlfriend, I will let you know.
I guarantee you there's a video on Pornhub of somebody doing that.
Prairie dogging?
Yeah, a German guy that knows he can just prairie dog with, like,
yeah,
just outrageous levels of skill and control.
Like, yeah, that has to be a very specific fetish.
He's doing it to Vivaldi.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just going
the Four Seasons. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That guy is so happy. He found his thing, and he's just living his truth.
Well, I sent you and Steven and Alex that video of that guy shoving the glass jar up his ass.
And then it breaks.
And it breaks. And that's a classic internet video.
Yes.
And I was, I just assumed that guy died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have a big piece of glass go into your fucking rectum or your large intestine.
I imagine there's like a, you could bleed out.
Bleed out, but you're getting shit
there's
in the womb.
Maybe an artery.
I don't understand how you don't, like, I mean, there's a massive amount of blood coming out of his
But he
mouth.
Lived.
He not only lived, he did an interview about it.
And Charlie Rose?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you sat down on the glass, you've done this many times before.
Yes, I have. Oh, no, he's also Southern.
So, yeah. Yes. My guest tonight is also Charlie Rose.
Yes.
In a weird turn of events.
Kind of like there's a multiverse.
I've discovered a man.
Yes.
Not me, another man named Charlie Rose.
Correct.
Who is very similar to me, but instead of being a television host, he shoves mason jars into his asshole.
Correct.
For sexual pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Charlie Rose.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. A lot of people imagine that I did die,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps because of the The anus.
Tell us a little bit about the history of shoving a jaw up your ass.
Well, it's a long, you know, storied tradition.
Perhaps it started when you were a milkman, and you and your mm-hmm. friends were milkmen. That could be a sort of a callback, or
yes.
Or if we, as we do this sketch, where you just choose the same character.
I don't understand why I did that and why I have to stick to it.
It's okay.
We could have ran it again, you know. All right.
We've done enough running back tonight.
This is kind of the dueling Charlie. It's kind of a devil went down to Georgia situation.
What we're going to do is this is going to be a learning experience.
Okay, let's try this
Because
out.
Eventually, at some point, you're going to have to take over the sketches and characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck it. This time, we'll say, yes, it's Charlie Rose interviewing. Big question mark, and your answer is a nervous Charlie Rose.
I'm not particularly nervous, but perhaps you're
sort of a
taking
quick,
a read on my performance.
A moment of panic.
No, it's
and
like,
then
well,
responding to, who is Charlie Rose interviewing with the
and
answer?
And then the same
it's
accent.
Also Charlie
yeah,
Rose.
But just a worse impression of the television interview journalist, Charlie
okay,
Rose.
But
yeah.
So we'll say, for the sake of getting through,
mm-hmm.
because we already deleted one episode and we got to do
I
it
mean,
again.
I mean, it's still there. We can still, you know, maybe cut
it's
around.
It's not. I deleted
it. Oh, it's gone. Okay.
I did.
Good. You're kind of in a little hissy fit situation.
Not in a hissy fit?
No. You're like, well, fine.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't delete it. I just wanted the pressure to be on you to make sure you.
No,
perform.
No.
I was trying to gauge.
I'm feeling good right now.
My background is in basketball and sexually assaulting women.
Yes.
So I'm what you call a clutch.
Yes.
Clutch player.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know.
The last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, you become a different animal,
and
perhaps.
Last 2 minutes of the French quarter, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's why it's called that. Cause it's
that's the name of my novel, The Last 2 Minutes of the French Quarter. A lot of people don't know I wrote a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's about the milkmen of New Orleans.
To answer your question.
The Garden District milkmen.
To answer your question about.
That's where it was invented, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. It's New Orleans was the first place that gay men started bringing milk to each other.
Yes. Well, there's two aspects of this. There's a negative stereotype that milkmen have had to overcome, mm-hmm. which is that. That they fuck people's wives, right?
Sure.
You're right?
Sure.
So, like, there's that joke that, you know, that the baby looks like the milkman, right? When in
yes.
reality, we're all homosexuals, you know?
Now.
No, we have been for ages. Uh-huh. And maybe our front, before there was an acceptance of homosexual lifestyle,
is
was that we
were
fucked
womanizers.
Women.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in reality, we are homosexual men that wear
right.
kind of a white uniform and then kind of a, was it like a Navy style hat?
Yeah.
Is that, or maybe like a, like an Air Force.
Well, it was a Klan outfit.
Originally, it was gay racists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Originally, we were the gay KKK.
Yeah.
The gay.
It was spelled M-I-L-K-K-K. Back in the day, yeah. I'm familiar with that.
So, in reality, we are not womanizing distributors of milk.
Right.
The second thing that people don't understand about milk delivery men.
I hope you don't mind if I respond to this text message on my phone. I'm trying to get pussy later.
Oh, okay. You can go ahead.
Oh, I'll continue your story.
I want you to hear this.
I am hearing it. I am.
Okay.
But while we're doing,
you want to deal with that
the Charlie or? Rose show. I'm also just to make sure that
trying to get some puss
because the distinction needs to be made clear to the studio audience that you are gay, Charlie Rose.
Oh, so you're trying to perform your virility and masculinity
exactly
to make me seem like more of a faggot.
That's the number
when,
one.
In reality, I've been introduced to the audience as a man who puts a jaw up my ass. So if there's any question that I am the gay Charlie Rose, I think that's been answered.
I have to ask you this before we go to break.
Right,
Do you call it wearing a jaw in your ass?
In fact, we do.
Is it considered
a
garment or type of clothes? Would you consider it to be clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have been wearing jaws.
Hosiery, maybe?
Yes. Yes.
Is it considered, in the gay community, is it considered a type of underwear?
Correct. That
under
is correct.
Garment?
Yes. You know, our asses become so slack.
Yeah.
from the act of homosexual sodomy.
The more you say it, the more it makes sense to me, because I remember being a boy and in those early North Carolina summer mornings, there was nothing I loved more than a fresh, hot glass of milk straight from the milkman himself.
Yes. Well, I have news for you.
I never understood why it was so hot. Mm-hmm. I thought it was because it was hot outside.
Well.
But it was because the milk itself had been shoved up his ears.
That is correct. And the milk, where it comes from, it does not actually come from a cow.
Oh, it's from the man's penis?
It's from a prostate being pressed. It's much like in the movie Euro Trip, if you remember.
What you're saying to me is that the milk is actually ejaculate from a gay man's penis.
That is correct, yeah. Well, and the process, and it's called pressing the man's prostate. It is referred to as milking.
Well, that is both charming and hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to explore my characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe you want to try a different character?
Well, give up.
Look, I'm Charlie Rose, and they brought me into the Adam Friedland Show to teach you how to host a show.
I appreciate that.
And I'm here now.
So I'm back to Adam.
You're Adam.
You're telling me to give up.
And look, on my show,
I mean, you were really encouraging throughout that, you know, and I thought I got a couple ones out. I don't know if I did in your estimation.
At any moment, you can go right back to Milkman Charlie Rose.
No, you told me that I should try another one.
I said maybe you would like to.
Oh, okay.
You got to stay loose. You got to stay as loose as you can get. Maybe Jeff Goldblum.
No, dude.
And maybe it's Jeff Goldblum, and he's in it's Independence Day 3, and this time it's an independent black woman's day.
Independent woman's day.
Independent black woman's day.
Woman's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got a T and an S at the end.
Yeah.
Woman.
Maybe, you know, you could do something along that line.
I mean, I feel like that's
what. Why don't you do it? Let's see. You.
Goldblum?
No, anything you want. Just go. Just host the show, you know.
I thought we were doing that milkman thing.
Okay, we'll go back
but it's kind of the vibe's off now, you know.
Like, why is the vibe off?
Because you told me that maybe I could try a new character.
I was trying to encourage you.
Made me feel like I was doing a bad job.
I was not. I thought we were doing a fine job, and you wanted to delete the episode. And now I have to retire and be in Charlie Rose.
I don't want
to. Now I have to imagine myself on a porch somewhere. Remember all that stuff I said about the porch, the monkeys that were
in
Japan.
It's not okay. Oh, you want to get to the news?
Well, no, not honestly, not.
No, I don't think it's worth it.
It's not worth it.
No.
Do you, unless you want to?
No.
You want to redo this again? We dropped the top of the show.
I think this one's going fine.
Okay, then. Well, let's get
started. Do you not think it's going fine, or do you think it's going fine?
It's going.
No,
as
Nick, because I feel like you're doing the character right now, and
gone.
I can't tell.
He is mad about the landlord.
Are you?
He's in the other room, and he's upset about the landlord.
So your identity has devolved, or dissolved.
I'm just Charlie Rose.
You're just Charlie Rose now.
From here on out. For the rest of the night, I'm Charlie Rose.
And it's because you're mad?
I'm mad, and after this, I'm going to try to watch all the Marvel movies and forget about being lied to. And I can't wait. I literally cannot wait to casually slip into conversation with the management company that the super called him incompetent.
But that's snitching, though.
I don't care. I'm a snitch now.
You're a snitch?
I'm going to start snitching. I'm always looking. Everybody, they say buy high, sell low, and that's bullshit.
Right.
You buy when other people are selling, and you sell when other people are buying. That's how you get ahead of the market. That is beating the market.
Yes.
People saying you lost all your money. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the market trying to do?
Look at all
They're
this.
Trying to make money.
Right.
So I'm trying to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that get you? Nothing. But at least I don't feel like a goddamn fucking pushover queer.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I frankly don't.
That it's pussy.
I don't
make
see
money.
What I'm saying. You may see what I'm saying, but I don't.
I'm just trying to encourage you.
No matter
you.
What, don't occur. No one's allowed to do anything to me ever. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. I I don't want to be encouraged.
Oh my God, I'm worried about my friend Nick. He's disappeared.
I'm fine.
You know what this is like? It's like we see these
and
people.
And one of the outlet plates is broken.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I
you saw
you,
that.
That bothered you yesterday.
That
when
made
we did
me
the
mad. Because
yeah.
I thought they were going to fix that.
Yeah.
Now
they
I'm
didn't
gonna
paint
Home
the
Depot.
Office. Yeah.
They didn't paint it. No. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to fix that outlet plate. And I'm going to bill them as an improvement to the fucking unit. Mm-hmm.
You're going to. Exactly. You're going to take $5 off rent. Next
I'm month. Taking five. I'm taking more than $5 goddamn bucks off. I'm going to charge them for every. I'm going to keep. I'll put a pedometer.
Every
on.
Screw.
I'm going to put a fucking pedometer on and charge them by the foot.
By the step.
By the step. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. Uh-huh. My steps cost $25. $25. I got a smooth gait.
Uh-huh. Well, I. You know, like, we live in New York City, and, like, we see people who, like, clearly one day something broke. Mm-hmm. And, like, what I'm worried about is that the stress we're under in pre-production, getting the show up over the ground, having to retake after we did 25 minutes.
Sure.
I'm worried that it may have broken you, and you just may be Charlie Rose now forever.
Possibly, but I tell you, doing a garbage podcast, producing a really shitty episode as Charlie Rose... makes me feel a lot goddamn better than doing it as myself.
I guess that is one way to protect yourself.
It is.
I understand that.
And now my doctor might refer to that as a personality disorder.
Yeah, or kind of maybe a manic break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she's just...
a bitch.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but...
But you were thinking it.
Maybe somebody familiar to you, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that kind of a doctor.
Yeah, that yeah. kind of a doctor.
Kind of a... okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I see that.
Is your girlfriend coming
not
over
Not yet.
Here?
Not yet.
She will she be wearing a shirt?
Goddamn hope so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
Are
was
you
going to
come down in a kimono with your penis out?
Yeah. I love that he's wearing a kimono.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed you, man. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the film The Last Samurai? I just recently watched The Last Samurai.
Oh, did I forget my underpants?
Oh, excuse
me. Oh, I'm sorry.
It seems I've unsheathed my katana in the direction of a geisha.
You've got like a tiny ponytail on the top of your head.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about what we wanted this episode to be about.
Yeah, we wanted it to be about perseverance. But I'll tell you what, since we didn't do the top of the show, we're just going to... We're going to staple these two together.
You think?
Yeah. Fuck it.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know. We're taking it seriously now. We're professionals now.
Do you think this is much different than...
I think this is not particularly on fire, but yeah. I will say it's definitely better than the first take.
Okay. All right.
That's I don't fine. Know. Do you agree or disagree?
I have no opinion at this point. I'm like, I'm literally blinded by rage that this guy responded. Well, your lease doesn't start till Monday.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
No, we were told we were gonna get keys and access, and it would be cleared out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should
I mean,
we say his name?
No, it's all right.
No, we're not. I don't know his last name anyway. So.
Yeah. If this is gonna be a thing where they like, you know,
I have a feeling that our building will be incredibly negligent as landlords, but hopefully that means we can do some fucked up shit and not get in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like play Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that'd be cool. I mean, I do want to bring a gun into that space.
Book a live episode where we take 150 tourists from Times Square that we've barked
mm-hmm.
to be a studio audience.
So you don't want to leave that top of the... We're abandoning...
No, we can leave it. Yeah, I think the top of the show is fine.
What do you
fine.
Want me to cut? Just all the monologue?
I'm not the fucking boss here, dude. We're a team.
It's your show.
It's my
I'm just
show,
a consultant
the,
brought in.
No, but you had the vision, baby.
I'm a guy. I'm just a fucking guy.
You had the vision for this.
Okay.
I mean, listen. Look, I do think top of the show was good.
Yeah,
I do think that could be salvaged and that could be added to this. Okay. I do think that could work.
Okay, all right.
And if you want to paste it together, that's fine.
Cutting and pasting. That's going to be my evening. Cutting and pasting.
Yeah.
Cutting and pasting while watching the Marvel movies, and thinking, I really do have to. I have to get rid of my anger problems.
Yeah, you
because none of this it really doesn't matter. You get that shit out of there. No. I mean, this fucking. This
no, the guy not clearing the office is annoying, but
yeah,
it's not that big a
deal. If it's not out, but I do the thing in my head where I'm like, I'm already imagining it not being out by Monday, and then me destroying everything, literally smashing those fucking filing cabinets to pieces and putting them in the fucking garbage, saying, "Yeah, no, it's all right. I told you.
Yeah,
we asked you to have it cleared out." So
yeah. I mean, how do you deal with that? I don't know.
You smash the fucking, you destroy the everything in there.
I don't know.
You take a fucking baseball bat and you destroy everything in there.
I don't know.
They lied about the electricity.
They did. I mean, that will be a matter of another $400 per month.
Yeah.
Tops.
I know.
And that's if we're blasting AC all day.
Yeah.
Like, what is your home electric bill?
Yeah.
It's not
going
to be that much.
They made some like weird distinction with the internet. They're like, well, yeah, it has like the regular internet in the building.
But if you want fiber optic.
Yeah, like
if you want fiber optic.
It's already. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He doesn't know what the internet is.
Yeah.
If you want Levi jeans, if you want iPad mini.
Well, I'll tell you what. I do hope that man gets some sort of malignancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, hopefully.
You're wishing cancer upon this guy.
Yeah.
That was slower to clear.
He's had 24 hours to clear the space out. I'm saying, you know me.
You do have a real, like...
I'm a Christian man myself.
You do have, like, sometimes a real, like brain from Pinky and the Brain perspective on society.
What does that mean?
Well, like...
That I'm trying to take over the world?
Well, it's just like you're frustrated with these peons, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't describe him as a peon. We pay rent to the guy.
We don't pay it to him. He's an employee.
Yeah, but he's part of a system.
He's part of a fucked up system.
If I was going to storm the castle, and I had my claymore to the throat of the courtjester, you wouldn't say, "Hey, he's just some retard that works here."
Right.
I'd say, doing what? Entertaining the king, who has brought scourge upon my family.
Exactly. Right.
Say no.
No. Nay.
I don't care.
You say nay.
We'll get our own retard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get our retard from outside the...
I think that they're like... I think... Here's how I see this playing out. You rat him out to the management company.
Mm.
He loses his job. And then through some sort of like pissed off thing, you're like... No, you somehow like get the job of... Of the super of the building.
Super.
You don't have enough time for the show.
Yeah.
You're barely being paid for it anyway.
Yeah.
I have to run down real quick.
You have to run down. All right. I'm good.
Okay. I'm good too.
Yeah, I kind of want to take this one again.
You want to take it again?
Just restart the whole thing, and I'll leave out that stuff about...
The super?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like a tattletale, I guess, but...
You haven't tattled to his bosses.
Not yet, but I will.
What, you are, but you don't want the public to find out that you're a tattletale.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? So, if anything, you're not trying to protect anyone, yourself.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, in a way, I'm self-tattling. So, by saying that I'm going to tattle to the public, I'm tattling on myself to them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If we re-record it...
You tattled on your own ass.
But let me put it this way. If we re-record it and I leave that out,
correct.
I've eliminated one unit of tattling. So yes, I'm still tattling on the superintendent, but I'm also no longer tattling on myself. So I'm less of a tattletale.
You called him a superintendent.
He is a superintendent.
Oh, I guess that's what super is short for.
Yeah.
I thought that meant he's like in charge of the schools.
No, it's the same word.
It's the same word, but it's a totally different thing.
Commandant, superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Grand poobah.
What is that, a Muslim thing?
I think it's like a sultan kind of thing. I don't know.
Wasn't there a grand poobah of Palestine that like...
The grand mufti of Palestine who met with the Nazis.
Yeah, that was probably the most... Goated in the sauce.
Now you're using those type of terms.
That was probably the most goated in the sauce.
That's what, you know, I'll say the anti-Semitism, I don't like it, but the fact that I've corrupted your brain enough to talk that way does make me feel good.
How do you feel about that?
What is that? The state of Wisconsin?
No, it's a holster.
Oh, for a gun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but don't. Okay.
I told Mike Racine my new look is I got those like beige bird dog pants.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just start going like tactical gear. Like I got the knife, the like low gun holster by the knee.
That's badass.
Yeah. And Mike was like, yeah, like you're just going to a Dave Smith show. I'm like, yes,
funny
precisely.
Guy. Funny yeah. guy.
Yeah, anyways, folks, so if you're just joining us, we cut the monologue segment. Do you want to leave the top of the show in? Yes or no?
I think we can cut around the top of the show.
You want to leave that in?
I think there's a moment where we kind of lose energy that drops off. We could probably cut that out.
Okay, well then, tell you what. We're going to sit here. It's your show. It's your
it's
name.
It's not my show. You're the fucking producer, dude. If okay. anything, I'm but a vessel.
And vessel for what?
For your love.
Yeah. So, like a jar of milk, basically. That kind of vessel.
Kind of like a jar of milk.
Yeah. Oh, now you're Charlie.
I'm sorry. I'm the gay Charlie.
No, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I... My brain just went to... You did the Charlie Rose, and I just started to... You know, and it wasn't the right instinct. It was kind of embarrassing.
Your comedic instinct is to hear something and then...
And copy.
And then... Yeah. Well, I was saying, like...
mimic it. Do
like,
it worse.
Like, yes, and. Like,
Oh, that... You see, that's a positive reading of it. What I was... Yeah. What I would say is I see something, and then I...
And when you
try
see
to recreate it and do
it
worse.
You say something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of like... Like the kid that.
Mm. How about a guy? He's on the train. He sees the sign that's like, "See something, say something."
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, and he like kind of turns his head and he's like, "Fat Chinese lady, Mexican woman."
Yeah. Beats pill black kid rapping loud rapping kid.
Smelly black guy.
What the hell you call me?
Yeah.
No, I had to say something.
The sign. Yeah. How about that?
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
You see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Police are forced to escort drag queen to safety after protesters storm story hour event at library for 3 to 11-year-olds. This is one of the headlines you had in the monologue.
Yeah, I thought we could riff on that.
Yeah. So that's pretty, I guess, yeah. Maybe we'll riff on it. Rather than seeing them as monologue jokes, why don't we riff on it? So what's your take on this? Here's my personal thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy in the whole, like, trans people are grooming children.
No, it's ridiculous.
But if I was a trans person and I was trying to get a job at a school, mm-hmm. let's say, and someone was like, why, are you a pedophile? I'd be like, absolutely not. And I would tear up my resume and not apply to that job.
Right.
Any indication, like, if somebody was like, why are you mm-hmm. eating Tate's cookies? Are you a pedophile? I'd be like, well, I guess I can't eat Tate's cookies anymore.
Right. It's bad for the team, you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I tip 30 to 80% every time I'm at a restaurant.
Yeah, because of the pedophile Jewish guys.
Because of the pedophile Jewish guys.
You're trying to offset.
It's Epstein changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think he was a good tipper?
I think probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone wanted to hang with him, mm-hmm. you know?
Because he really had to offset it.
He really had to offset all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was kind of a good dresser, too.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his swag.
My guess, and I'm surprised he was never on Charlie Rose.
Dude, that is unfortunate.
You would think that there is somewhere in there a Jeffrey Epstein would have been on Charlie Rose.
Yeah, in a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah. We Harvard are, graduate.
Harvard
Jeffrey.
Man. Philanthropist. Secured his trader turned philanthropist. Jeffrey Epstein.
Gentleman of the Ivy League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Author of the book Egg-Shaped Penis, Egg-Shaped Mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, thank you for having
thank
me.
You for having me.
No, he didn't talk about it,
yes,
did he?
Yes, he did.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, boy. Thank
did he
you
talk
for
baby?
I'm a baby.
I'm a baby, too.
I'm learning. I speak baby.
Yeah. That's how he ingratiated himself.
Yeah.
I like that. Egg-shaped penis, egg-shaped mind.
Well, that's how books are named.
So, yeah, it's always like that kind of thing.
Now, you have sex slaves.
Yes, that's that is correct.
This
yes, of course, that is correct.
You can, I feel you should interpret Jeffrey Epstein. We're trying to get...
You want me to do an anti-Semitic stereotype?
We're kind of lucky that the studio is fucked up with a bunch of stuff I need to destroy in there.
Yeah, because you're going to be pissed after this.
No, I'm not going to be pissed after this, but we need probably a little bit more time in the audio sphere to inject more of that Adam Friedland flavor into the show.
Right.
You know.
And what flavor is that?
Something a little bit.
Like matzah.
Imagine we're doing this right now, but we're on stage, and your instinct to sort of be the center of attention is maintained here while we're sitting in these chairs.
Yeah, but the thing that's different about our show is that it's as if Artie was on stage with Larry Sanders. You see what I'm saying? That the producer is, you know, a fundamental element of the product.
That's fine, but don't let me.
But it's not some ego grooming. You know,
what's going on? Is your girlfriend still harassing you on the phone?
No, she's not. No. No, I got an email.
What was the email?
You want me to read it to you?
Well, I'm just curious.
It was a Chase credit card offer.
Oh, a Chase credit card offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Police are forced to escort drag queen to safety after protesters storm Story Hour event. Well, now, what the fuck is Story Hour?
I don't know. I think it's when it's kids go to the library and... Three to 11 year olds.
For whatever reason, they just have a drag queen reading Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah. I think my perspective on it is that it's good for children to be exposed to that.
Why?
And if anything, when I have a son...
Wouldn't they just be exposed to it circumstantially?
No.
Why does it need to be in the context of reading a storybook? Why can't it just be someone in line at McDonald's in front of them?
Because that's not what a drag queen is. A drag queen is a performer. A drag queen isn't a trans person.
Well, what do they do? Just
they do lip syncing of like Madonna or Janet Jackson
but
songs.
But let me also make a separate argument.
Yeah.
Is that drag is dog shit.
It's really bad.
It's fucking boring.
Have you
boring.
Been to a show?
Yes.
It stinks.
It's
I went
boring.
I saw an ex-girlfriend in Portland once,
and
we went to a drag show together.
The only thing drag has going for it is that it's subversive.
Right.
If you turn it into a thing they do at the library for infants...
It kind of loses the sauce.
It is dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like going to see a fucking mom.
Right.
It's actually worse than a mom.
It needs to be dangerous still.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine if Paris is Burning, none of those people were, it wasn't Harlem, none of these people were poor.
Exactly.
It was some fucking loser with a...
It was Randy Rainbow.
Yeah, who didn't finish an education degree.
Right.
And now they're trying to read fucking Caillou to to mentally disabled, you know, preschoolers.
I think they were just kids, but yeah. Yeah, okay, I see your take, but in my opinion, I think it's important to expose kids to all different types of things.
I would love it if Charlie Rose went off like that. Charlie Rose just went off.
Drag should be dangerous. It should be subversive. It should be a product of an underground homosexual.
Would you not
lifestyle.
Agree that drag shows are fucking gay and not in the cool way?
No, they're very boring.
Yeah.
And when I went with my ex-girlfriend.
We're getting to the point
Anna,
now where, let me tell you this, where Dairy Queen is more subversive than Drag Queen.
That sounded like a good line. I don't know.
It sounded like a good line.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
And it means, well, because ice cream
is
bad for
there's
you.
There's a war on fatness.
There's a war on fatness.
Michelle Obama. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of soft serve ice cream. That's, you know who's soft serve? Is the gays. At the fucking drag queen show, they're serving soft.
Oh, they serve,
but they do it softly.
Well, with a soft
because
penis.
The pussies aren't hard like they used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
They got soft cunts now because they're too busy trying to do fucking Elmo.
Exactly.
You're not Elmo, motherfucker. You're Charles Barkley.
That's a good point, Charlie. I see what you're saying. But for me, I think that it is.
Why, what's with these guys wanting to do baby shit?
Right. It is.
You're supposed to be fucked up on ketamine in a nightclub, not watching Bonnie.
It's supposed to be 5:45 a.m.
Yeah.
And you and all the fellas are on Fire Island. You've been doing methamphetamines all night.
Mm-hmm.
No kids around.
Some of the most important gay sex in history.
You're not reading Goodnight Moon.
Only happened after bedtime.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, the gay lifestyle should exist after 8 p.m.
Nobody got AIDS at noon. Nobody in Greenwich Village in the nobody's getting AIDS during snack time at fucking at PS 111.
Right. Yeah.
It was happening at a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. So I see what you're saying. You're saying that, like, when you remove the subversive elements of
I'll tell you what it is.
Right.
It's not that these trans people are grooming kids. It's that kids are grooming trans people.
Oh, okay.
The kids are infantilizing the trans people.
They're making them learn how to read.
They're turning them into fucking babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're babies now.
They're babies.
They're goddamn babies.
No, you're Australian.
I don't want to ruin. I don't want my fucking trans people are supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
supposed to be like dangerous animals. I spent my entire life working with stingrays.
Yeah, it's true.
And I would see trans people and I'd respect them because I knew they were dangerous like stingrays.
The most dangerous animals.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd wrestle them.
You're the crocodile guy. No.
Yeah, you'd wrestle them to the ground.
You'd wrestle them, yeah.
But fucking...
Go fight them.
Now they're just...
Bare knuckle fighting.
Right. Now they're just fucking they're doing Gullah Gullah Island. What the fuck is this?
I think you've convinced me. For me, what I was trying to say is that when I have a kid, I want to expose them to different types of people, and that I will learn the time-honored art form of drag as a father, just to, you know, expand their horizons.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to learn how to lip sync to Madonna's Holiday.
Well, I want to take my kid to the library and have them be read books by like a...
The homeless guy?
Yeah, like a big fat Puerto Rican guy that uses the N-word.
Yeah, that is... Well, they should also hang out with those kind of people, too. Yeah. Right.
I'm thinking, like, what is the point? Is the show... Is to, like, ingratiate children to drag queens?
Yeah, I think
vice versa?
It's... Yeah, I think it's I mean, if we're being honest, it's performative, whatever. It's that, like, this is good, right? And then it's kind of probably baiting the J.K. Rowlings of the world, right? Mm-hmm. So it's in, like, response to this inane public debate that's occurring, right? So it's like...
I think she should write a whole new series of books.
Yeah. You know what?
This time, do Harry Potter again, but he's just blatantly transphobic. Just do it like if she wrote a whole fucking new series that's even better than Harry Potter and it's none of that wizard bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
No way for people to misinterpret it as being like, oh, wizard. No, Harry's actually gay. And cause she's,
it's like an East London tough guy, kind of a Guy Ritchie type
of. What if he was a bank robber?
Bank robber.
What if he's a fixer?
And well, he hates
it's
trannies.
Ari and he's fits and he hates trans people.
I'm gay and I hate trannies.
There's nothing more that he hates than the trans and the Basque.
Oh, the Basque.
These Basque bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
Move in and open a they open a Tesco up. So he goes in. Yeah. He does a hate crime.
He does an hate crime.
He does an hate crime on him.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's locked up with a couple of council boys. And I say, what are you in for?
Right.
And they say, I bash him, skulls in good.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a whole undertone of...
Knife crime.
You see, it's the undertone of a class. Because even though the Basque are, you know, the Muzzies, but they're white.
Yeah.
I think.
I call them Baskards.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the difference is
I don't
that
think they're Muslim.
Whatever, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
The rich, even though the... What's a funny word for immigrants?
Immos.
Even though the emos.
Yeah.
Emos. Got too many goddamn emos.
So many emos.
Yeah. Oh, you ready to get out of here?
No, I'm just checking. Is this 120 on this run or on both?
No, yeah, that's the total. We got to hit.
That's total. Okay.
An hour will be 135 on that clock.
Okay. I mean, I think we can keep going. And I think we could also stitch.
Stitch?
Yeah, like you said before.
Like Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, like that Boston.
Yeah.
That bleeding Boston.
Oh, I hated that movie.
You hate it?
Oh, I hated it.
Why? That blue motherfucker?
I don't know. He's blue.
Yeah.
He's from outer space.
I don't want him around my daughter.
And he's in the Samoa.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of messed up, you know, liberal thinking that they're trying right. to, they're going to tell you that if aliens, right, mm-hmm. came to the world.
World, yeah.
That where they would choose to go is just some fucking volcano hut.
Mm-hmm.
To meet with a couple of immos in the hut.
Well, they're not immos.
Instead
they
of meeting
there,
with the queen of England.
The queen, yeah.
As if aliens...
God bless her.
Aliens wouldn't take a look at the world and see Western civilization. Civilization. And they would fucking say, I want to meet the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
I want to meet the queen.
Yeah.
Which one of these people or these species mm-hmm. has got the most jewels on?
Yeah. He's going here to meet people with coconuts on their breasts.
So a bunch of tiki torches and covered in mosquito bites, yeah. getting fat off coconut oil.
Yeah,
that's who the aliens want to meet.
No, I don't think that. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, what, the aliens are going to learn how to surf?
Mm-hmm. No.
No,
I don't think so.
They're going to go to England and learn how to wear a top hat.
What forks to use?
They're going to learn the forks.
They're going to learn forks. Yeah.
And it's just like the trans people read it in Clifford.
I think it's the same thing. Yeah. I think we can agree.
That's the key to show business. If you're not going to be funny, and you're going to put zero, you're going to have two bummer.
I don't think this is not funny. I think it's fine.
You can always do a silly accent.
Yeah. People love silly accents. They love characters.
And in the old days, on Comptown.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have been a little more. Why Lilo Stitch?
Yeah.
Why he? Why Swallow Alien?
We take shots at the Chinese.
Well, this one, we're going after the real targets, the British, Charlie Rose, trans people.
The people with power.
Yeah, we're punching up.
We're punching up.
And just to make it clear, all the trans people we made fun of today, over 6 feet tall.
And writers of all of the stuff you're hearing right now.
Yeah. This is the entire writer's room is a bunch of 12-year-old transes.
Yeah, transes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they is the plural is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there is transes.
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 Transes, yeah. Ansari.
What if?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Trandy.
Trandy.
It's Trandy. What if he was Transes Ansari and the character's name is Trandy?
That would be good.
And that's the kind of stuff... I really think about, you know?
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know.
Mm. What if instead of Russell Brand, it was Russell Trans?
What if that, yeah.
Yeah. What if it was Russell Brand, and there's no D on it, and he gets a lot of fiber?
Fiber.
And so he's always got diarrhea while he's doing the show. Yeah. And he said, that's... my guest today is Nick Bryant. Yeah. That's a brilliant point you've just made. You'll have to excuse me because I've got diarrhea again.
Yeah.
Because I've had too many bran muffins.
Welcome to the Russell Brand show.
Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And he's always got to run off to the loo.
Yeah.
That might be something we could do on the show once we got the studio. We got Nick Bryant coming in. We'll tell him he's doing the Russell Brand show.
Yeah.
You get him fired up about a topic.
What does he write about? Child sex rings?
He basically...
Do I have to read the book?
I'm going to read the book.
I thought you already read it.
I read the Bill DeCamp book.
He has another one?
Nick Bryant wrote a different book about the same scandal.
With more info or something?
It's new info. It's different. I don't know. I talked to his agent.
Mm.
And, yeah, I guess he's doing a whole media tour. He's doing Chapo and Trunon. And we got to figure out how to make the Adam Friedland show smarter than Chapo.
I think it already is.
I think so.
Felix texted me.
Oh, he said it is?
Yeah. He's pissed.
Is he?
Yeah.
I heard Matt killed himself.
Yeah, Matt. No, he didn't kill himself, but he attempted.
Yeah.
He's like... TAFS got too smart.
The ceiling joist snapped.
Shut up. That's our friend.
Yeah. How do you think if Matt Crisman killed himself? How do you think he would do it?
From a rant.
I would imagine
he'd
cheese.
He'd die ranting.
I would imagine a cheese overdose.
No, does he like cheese? Oh, because he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the
classic cheese.
The cheese dispenser at Fuddruckers.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder. I think he's Hollywood now. I think he's like. He's doing transcendental meditation. He's going to the Celebrity Center, the Scientology Celebrity Center.
Is he?
He's really changed everything. Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
I text with him sometimes. I'm always like, how's my friend? And
then to be honest with you, a lot of those guys, they stopped talking to me because I would only speak to them in a British accent.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Well, I was kind of insecure that they would think I was stupid, so I...
My dad does that.
I spent years trying to convince them that I was a British guy, but, you know, I mean, I had known them for maybe a year and a half before I started doing it.
So they were like, what are you doing, Nick? Like, are you okay?
I was like, yeah, no. It's you that doesn't remember.
Right. You didn't even choose the smart version of the British accent. You were doing like Cockney scum.
Yeah. I think...
So that was probably a bad decision.
Probably. What's the smart? Is this the smart one?
Oh, yes. Of course. It's the smart version.
Yes.
It's the smart version.
What if from now on I'm just a little British, just bitchy queer?
Like a little Lord Fauntleroy.
Have you read that?
No, but you have you seen the pictures?
Pictures of what?
My dad, as an insult, used to call me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if he made it up or not. And I recently Google imaged what he was calling
Isn't
me.
Isn't it a book? Fauntleroy.
Yeah.
Fauntleroy.
Look at this. That's what my dad was calling me.
Oh, that is funny.
That is pretty funny. It's a crucial burn.
That's what Donald Trump looked like as a boy.
Yeah, of course. He dressed like this. If you're wondering at home, it's a picture of a boy.
So I'll tell you what, folks. We started at the beginning of the show, and we told you the theme of the show is perseverance.
Yes. And we go back to it.
And I want you to pay attention to what we did is we struggled. You know, we came in on this one hot. But we couldn't make it work.
Listen, so we're tired, guys. We're signing leases. We're getting insurance. We're doing a full media blitz. We're doing morning radio.
But I'll tell you what. We got to the end of it, and we got Russell Brand out of it.
No, we got Trandy.
We got Russell Brand.
Trandy was huge.
Russell Brand will be one of the best bits of all time, remembered forever.
Russell Brand, if he pooed himself.
And and how we got that is by persevering.
Yeah.
The same way that... Joe Biden beat COVID.
Mm-hmm.
In
5 days.
We pushed through tonight.
Mm-hmm. We pushed this one out of our ass.
Until we basically prairie dogged this episode in and out until we got. And so you may think like, wow, this was a bad one.
We got to stop saying that.
We did it bad on purpose to make a point about perseverance. Because I know, look. And that's now you get to hear it, and your mind should be blown.
Mm-hmm.
If the process is working correctly, your mind should be blown. And the most important takeaway, because the Adam Friedland Show is going to be different. There's going to be a lot more direct lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
and morals.
You guys got to persevere.
Because
a lot of you guys, you know, you're not Adam. You're not one of the most talented people in Hollywood.
No, I know.
You don't have an ability to
But I'm just a guy, too. I'm like them.
Well, sometimes you're just a guy. 99% of the time, you're firing on all cylinders. You smash it. The episode's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But some days, it's just not there. And what do? Do you give up, make up some excuse, say, sorry, got coronavirus, no episode this week? No.
No, we did it during corona.
You persevere.
Yeah.
You persevere, and you stick it out. And hopefully, you know, when you guys hear this, and, you know... You're struggling to get up, go to your job, your dead-end job.
If you're lucky enough to have one.
If you're lucky enough to have one, you're struggling to go work for minimum wage at your dead-end job where you can barely buy groceries because of the inflation and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. You can take a look and you say, well, you know what? Fucking Adam somehow figured out how to record an hour-long podcast for $107,000.
Almost eight.
And if he can do that,
then
by God, I can push a broom and feel good about myself while doing it.
Yeah,
and that's perseverance.
Yeah,
folks.
That is, and that's the moral of the episode.
And so, I know you may And we just to recap, you gotta stick it out, guys. You gotta tough things out. We'll be back on Sunday with the Adam Friedland Show Premium.
Live in studio.
We'll see. Hopefully.
I think so.
Yeah, I swear to God, because if this fucking cocksucker is going to...
I know, it's in studio.
Well, your lease does not start till Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, then you're wasting my fucking time.
Exactly.
Because you told me one thing. If that was how it was going to be, mm-hmm. then fucking tell me up front.
Yes.
I'm not coming in and out of the city, hauling shit back and forth, mm-hmm. waiting for you to clear this fucking space out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a goddamn producer.
Right.
I don't have time for this.
You got to go full Harvey on him. You
yeah.
have to eat his
Rape
pussy.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
You have to get him to go to a hotel room with yeah. you and eat his pussy.
I'm going
to
tell on him, dude. I'm going to straight up
don't
just fucking tattle.
Him, no, we have to like...
I'm entering my snitch era.
No, I'm gonna pull it at him.
Season of the snitch.
I'm going to call him boss a lot and my friend. And yeah. I'm going to act like we're friends. And then he's really going to drop the ball one time. And then we're going to snitch.
They've already dropped the ball.
All right.
But, all right. As far as I'm concerned.
All right, bye.
But, yeah, no one on the show is allowed to tell or know that I snitch. So if you're listening and you
found
that
out.
It's
our secret.
Don't tell anyone.